You have to set yourself up for success to do the important work, especially if you think you don't know your niche or the transformation that you provide, these foundational, deep things that form the core of your work.
Welcome to Passionate and Prosperous, the only podcast about creating success in your life and business by using your voice, gifts, and skills to do the work that lights you up, make money, and have massive impact in the world. This show teaches coaches, creatives, and service-oriented human beings how to trust in yourself and leverage your unique message, experience, and expertise to attract your ideal audience, create clients, and organically build your soul-aligned business. I'm your host, mindset and business strategy coach, Stacey Brass Russell, and I can't wait to help you to set yourself up for success and use your passion to create the prosperous life and business that you truly desire.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Passionate and Prosperous. So I'm recording this episode on Sunday, March 24th, which is right on the heels of our big training. I say our community big training that I led called Know Your Niche, which you may have heard me talking about leading up to this week. And it's not totally done yet because I always offer a VIP upgrade. I call it the VIP experience. So that during the week of a big robust training like this, where we have basically a class every single day, Monday through Friday, for an hour on Zoom, and I provide really amazing workbooks. I think I'm like really good at workbooks. And then I always offer a VIP upgrade opportunity for people that, you know, are really going to be doing this. And so I do a VIP coaching session, which they're always epic. The one this week was 3 hours and 45 minutes long because I wanted everyone that came to the call to be able to get coached. And epic coaching sessions are like my favorite thing to do. So we did an epic coaching session. And then on Saturday, I actually added a little bonus session for everyone to do some implementing, right? Because again, during the week, there's so much, people have lives, right? And they want to do the training, but maybe they can't come every day. And maybe they don't really have the time to do all the workbooks. And so we did a little session on Saturday, and then we still have a VIP Monday. So I'm coming in here, despite the fact that I have been really on. I've been on, you guys, for like a while. I've been showing up every single day, sometimes twice a day, coming on Zoom, being high vibe, and really wanting to transmit as much goodness and awesomeness to everyone as possible. And what I mean by goodness and awesomeness, I mean wanting to be like clear and make sure that, you know, the way I deliver my content is not, you know, doesn't overwhelm people, but that everybody is just having like, I love when people are just having light bulb moments going off and there's just like sparks flying because I'm watching in people's eyes and faces, even on the Zoom, when they're like getting something. It's literally my favorite thing. And then the reason why I've been on for even longer than that is because leading up to a big event like this, there's so much preparation. There's just so much going on. And we really took it to another level this time too, because the two amazing coaches that work for me and coach in the Passion and Prosperous Academy, Trista and Lori, we added something new to this free training this time that, by the way, 175 people signed up for. We offered everyone the opportunity to sign up for a 15-minute complimentary non-sales call with a Passionate and Prosperous coach just to like have that one-on-one connection. And a lot of the people that come to my trainings don't have coaches and don't have mentors and are really just out there flying by the seat of their pants. And I am really trying to really make coaches and experts and people that are in the transformational space more successful. So we offered people these coaching calls, and so many people took us up on it. So I'm really proud of everyone, the whole team, Trista, Lori, myself, and my amazing assistant and designer, Ashley. And I actually have a new online business manager, Kaylee, who is there supporting us. So it's just been a really, really big, I think a big up level for us in my business. And I'm so excited because we already have three new amazing Passion and Prosperous Academy members so far, just in the last 2 days, who have stepped in. And I want to remind you that you're always invited to join us in the Passion and Prosperous Academy. I'm not going to lie, when I do these big events, I always offer some sweet bonuses as incentives. And so, you know, there are some bonuses. But the Academy is amazing. And I think more people are going to be joining this week. So yeah, it's been a lot, but I really wanted to come in and still record an episode because I'm very committed to you, to this show, to my audience. And I wanted to come in and record because whenever I do something like this and I get to interact with so many people, so many new people on those coaching calls, on the calls, you know, during the day, and I read the chat, I download the chat from Zoom and I read, and I'm just really in it. I use these trainings also as an opportunity to get to know you and to get to know my community at large, right? Not just the community of people that literally work with me, but the people that are hanging around, that listen to the show, that are on my email list. And I always get so much. And it also lets me know what you guys need and what I should talk about. And so I feel very, very, very clear on what I wanted to talk about today based on my experience of this week. And it's something that I've talked about before, which is about like the difference between being stuck or trying to work on your business from like your outgoing brain, or when you put a lot of pressure on yourself to sort of like have to have a certain result within a certain amount of time, and you start judging your brain literally for like whether or not you're coming up with, you know, the right answers or the best answers or whatever. So the difference between that and what it really looks like to set yourself up with the right environment when you want to do your work, whatever that work is, whether it's working on your business or working on a project or, you know, creatively expressing yourself, which I think all of those things are the same thing. I think working on your business is a creative endeavor. And what I realized from this week is how many of you don't set yourself up in the right way to do that work. And then you wonder why, or you're so frustrated with the fact that you feel like you don't know, nothing's coming to you. You start thinking that like everybody else has the answers to their shit and you don't, or, you know, you don't have a niche, or you don't have anything that you're good at doing, or you don't really help people with anything because you sat down and you looked at this workbook that someone gave you, some mean person, me, gave you like a workbook and said, listen, these prompts are going to be really key for you. Like if you let yourself really just answer each of these prompts as you go, when you pull the lens back and you sort of step back and you look at what you've done over the course of these 5 days, you're going to have an amazing picture of your niche and your transformation that you provide and who your ideal client is and who you are, which is really what the whole training was and still is, by the way. Like if you're listening to this and you didn't join us for whatever reason, I can't imagine why you would not have joined us. But if you haven't joined us and you're thinking, how did I miss that? There's good news for you, which is that you can still go get it. You can get the replays and you can get the amazing workbooks, which are worth, I think, like hundreds of dollars, if not more, for $47. So If you want to get access to this, you can pay $47. You can just go to, you have to go to my website and then you can still go get it. So but what I saw, and whenever I do these trainings, I do create these workbooks because, you know, first of all, I believe that when you put the pen to the paper, or the, you know, whatever, if you're like typing it into the fillable PDF, which I know that's better for the environment. I also don't think it's ever going to go away that those of us, especially those of us who are the like Gen Xers, I don't think we're ever going to stop wanting to write with pen and paper. I don't even know that that's changeable. I mean, I use the computer. Of course I do. And I do a lot of things in like in the computer that I don't do on paper. But there are some things, man, that I got to do on paper. And I actually believe that as putting aside, I hate to say this, but putting aside an environmental concern about paper, I actually do believe that something different happens when you write, when you put the pen to the paper, and you're using like your arm and your hand. Okay, so energetically, your hands and arms are considered to be the like expressors of your heart. And then I think that your mind or your brain, like where you, what you really want to drop into when you're doing important work, like creative work or work on your business or brainstorming about anything, is that you want your brain to actually drop down into your heart, and then you want whatever you want to transmit or express, you want that to either come out of your mouth, right, if you're talking or singing, or expressing yourself vocally in some way, or you want it to come out of your arm and your hand, you know, if you're like writing or even moving, right? Dancing or gesturing. Okay, but I know that like sometimes you gotta do it on the computer. But anyway, that was a little bit of like a sidetrack, but I do like to speak passionately about the whole pen to paper thing because I actually do believe that something different happens than when you're sitting at the computer screen. So do with that what you will. But anyway, so I do give a lot of workbooks because I do believe that what we have to do with our minds is we need to prompt ourselves, right? Like if we just sit and stare at a blank page or a blank screen, or we just sit down and like do that thing where you like, you know, where you like close your eyes tight and scrunch your face and go into like thinking mode, right? Like thinking, I'm going to think now. I'm going to think my way to this answer. I think that what happens for a lot of people is that nothing happens. Nothing comes. It's so contracted. And it's so like it's coming from what I call your outgoing front brain. It's the judgy brain. It's the critical brain. It's the objection brain. It's the brain that like the minute you think something, it's the part of you that right away, it's like part of you thinks something and then another part of you goes, that's not right. Nope, that's not good. That's bad, you know? Or immediately you start coming up with something and then your brain, you know, is like, yeah, that'll never work, you know? Or no one's going to want that. There are no clients. There's no one will pay for that. So I do think that when you try to do important work on your business, okay, and then you do it that way, I do agree that you're always going to have this experience where it just doesn't feel right. It feels hard. You feel stuck. And we have an episode from really early on. It's probably within the first, I don't know, it's definitely within the first 20 episodes, might be even less. Which is called Why Is Everything So Hard? And the reason why I created that episode was similar to what I'm talking about today, which was, you know, I had an experience, and often my episodes come from my like experiences working with my clients, having my business, being out in the world. And that episode came out of an experience with a conversation with a client where we had our session and, you know, her orders were go off and work on this on a workshop title, topic, whatever. And, you know, like literally the next day she's like messaging me, oh, I'm stuck. I can't, nothing's coming. And I was like, What makes you think like this should have happened in like a minute? What if it takes 3 weeks to like come up with a great idea, you know? And so I made this whole episode about like about how important it is to actually understand the process of creating, of brainstorming, and the reality about like how sometimes we have these major downloads and they just come to us like a out of nowhere. We're in the shower and we're like, oh my God, I've had that so many times where I've come up with entire new frameworks. Okay. Like the Passion and Prosperous framework in the Academy, or a whole new like methodology, or a whole new like, you know, system that I could like teach you something really easily. Like in the Academy, I'm always trying to come up with like ways for people, you know, Stacey's 7 magical messaging styles, you know, the Yellow Brick Road client attraction system, like all of these things. Sometimes they just come, you know, like a flash, a download, you know, a divine download. And sometimes when I want to create something, right, and I'm like, and I know that I want to create something, even sometimes with these episodes, I have like an idea of what I want it to be, but then I want it to feel like I have like a point and I have a shape to it. And sometimes it takes a little while for me to get the inspiration or for me to feel the flow, right? And believe me, it sucks when I'm not feeling the flow and everyone on my team is waiting, right? Judith is waiting for the episode so she can like edit it and fix, make it sound good and put the intro and outro. And then Trista is waiting for it to do the show notes. And then my, you know, Ashley and Kaylee are waiting to like get it into the, you know, on the show notes onto my website. And then we publish the episode. And believe me, if I'm not feeling the flow and inspired, my God, I feel so much pressure. I'm like, oh, we have to put an episode out. And there are so many people that don't want it last minute is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, that's just the reality, is that we're not always feeling that we're deeply connected to like our most like unabridged, unobstructed creative flow, our genius zone is what I like to call it. And I think that some of you, I'm not going to say all of you, but some of you are not recognizing that getting into your genius zone or getting into your creative flow is something that, you know, isn't always, first of all, possible to do on demand. But if you do want to do it on demand, you literally can't just sit down and scrunch your face up and force it out of you. It's actually the opposite. So what I experienced this week was realizing, not for the first time, that I was giving these workbooks and I was making these very, very inspirational, empowered classes for everyone, getting everybody like really, 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 really excited and hopeful about their businesses. But then, you know, these workbooks don't take a minute. They're not being done on the call. It's homework. And then people don't have time to do it, or they take 10 minutes. They're like, oh, it's something to fill out. Right. And so they sit down and they scroll. Blah, 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 right. But they're not really getting anywhere. They're not really getting anywhere because they're busy and they don't have a lot of time, and they're treating it. I'm not saying this because they're jerks or anything. I'm just saying this is life. They're treating it the way you would treat like a form, you know, like a form to fill out. Oh, I'm doing this training and this coach gave me these workbooks and there's like a bunch of questions. Some of them feel like essay questions. And I got to pump this out, you know? And unfortunately, you don't get anywhere that way because the whole point of my trainings and my workbooks is that if you could do this work, if you could figure out your niche, if you could like feel like you're awesome and tap into your gifts and skills and know exactly what you're an expert in and be able to articulate with the perfect words the outcomes that you help get, and if you were really able to feel deeply, deeply connected to your clients on like a soul level, like at the drop of a hat, you probably would already be like much further along, and maybe you wouldn't even be at the Know Your Niche training, right? So what that lets me know is that the way that you work on your business or the way that you work on like the stuff that you really need to know and do for your business, that you don't have a good technique for doing that or a good way of doing it. Because the way of being in your outgoing stress brain, you're not going to get any good answers. And then you are going to feel like you're stuck and you don't know and it's not happening fast enough. And then you're going to spiral into thinking that this nothing works for you and everybody else has clarity and you're chaos and you don't have clarity and, you know, all of those thoughts. And so the reason why we did the implementation, and I do try to bring people into some visualizations and calm the nervous system down. But again, it's like 1 hour a day. We got a lot to cover. And to be honest, if I was really doing this work with people, but if I was doing it the way I wanted to, we'd be together for hours so that we could really shift the nervous system. Because there's certain stuff that you need to do in your business, like write and think and like come up with your ideas or flesh them out or bring them to fruition or express yourself or find the right words or communicate. And none of those things go well when you're doing it from your like revved up adrenaline stress ball, sympathetic nervous system. None of that goes well when you're trying to do it in between like screaming this, babies, kids, hectic chaos, running around, doing it in your car, you know? So many people take Zoom calls from their car. You're not going to get the best results. You're not going to feel it. You're going to feel like you're no different than you were before, trying to do this important stuff with a brain that's just not right for it. So, you know, I added the implementation session so that we could start with like a shift. And I said, hey, it's going to be on a Saturday. So make sure, like, come in your pajamas, you know, and let's set you up to successfully do this work. And so it made me want to come in and talk to you about how important it is for you to have whatever you want to label it as, rituals, practices, whatever works for you, that you have to know how to work. When you want to work on your business and you want to like create a workshop or you want to write a lead magnet or you want to create messaging and content for social media, or you really want to figure out your niche, or you really want to like really figure out your signature transformational system, or you want to up level, you want to create something new, you want to create a new offer, a new program, you want to write a book, you want to figure out what your podcast should be, you want to figure out how to be more visible and anything you want to do. If you do it from your stressed out, outgoing brain, that's probably also experiencing some sort of a little scarcity, a little fear, a little like, you know, shit, human shit, right? If you try to do these important things from that part of your brain, sometimes it'll be fine because sometimes those things are not high, like they're not high. They're not high motivation or like high creative energy, right? So there are certain tasks and activities that you can do in your business where you don't need to be in your genius zone, right? There are some things that you can do just with your outgoing brain because they're sort of tasky, you know, they're just things that you can do, right? But then there are certain things that we need to do in our businesses and actually like on a pretty regular basis, not just once in a blue moon, where we need to be more deeply connected to like our genius zone. We need to be shifted out of our sympathetic nervous system into the parasympathetic, which is where we're more relaxed and we're more connected to like our inner selves and our inner world and our even our organs. You know, and we're not sort of like detached from, like, I always think of like your outgoing brain as like when you're in that and you're in that sympathetic nervous system, you're like all head, you know, you're like disembodied. Everything's in your head. And then when you shift and you kind of become more embodied and you drop down and you feel yourself more and you're more relaxed and you realize, wait a minute, things aren't that bad, or, you know, I have more control than I think, or I'm doing better than I think, or everything's happening as it should, or I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. Like, these are the kinds of thoughts that come up when you're in your relaxed parasympathetic state. When you're in your sympathetic state, you're much more in that mode of like, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm behind. I'm not getting this. I'm not getting it fast enough. Where are my results? I'm not getting my ROI. You know, like all those thoughts. Ugh. Okay. But then like when you drop into your parasympathetic nervous system, that's when the thoughts come up where you're like, I'm grateful. Things are coming along. I might not be where I want to be, but I'm where I should be right now. And I know I can get there. Or I do know more than I'm giving myself credit for. I actually do know who I really serve, who I work with. I actually do know what I'm so good at. And I can stay in my lane. I can actually just like hone in on that and decide that that's what I'm going to tell people I can help them with. I'm not going to keep trying to do everything. I'm not going to keep trying to stay in this generic land of like of a big broad sweep of not wanting to. The interesting thing is you think that you're missing out on opportunities if you hone in on really figure out what you do and what you want to say and what you want to, you know, who you want to help. And so many of you are thinking that somehow you're going to miss opportunities. And you've heard me use this phrase before. I call it a thinking error. And it's actually backwards. It's the other way around. When you actually allow yourself to get really clear and more focused on like really what you do and really who you serve and all that good stuff, what happens is you have more opportunities. Because opportunities are not just big, broad, sweeping things. They're specific. And so the more specific you are, the more the opportunities will find you and you will find them. The more broad you are and the more you're stuck in this idea that like if you get too clear that somehow that's going to sabotage you, that's not right. So we have to set ourselves up to have the right environment to do our work. And you know, another interesting thing that I hear all the time is that people that don't go to work, like go to an office where they have a responsibility that someone else told them to do and where they don't have like, performance reports or deadlines or goal, you know, things that other people are keeping track of and you've got to report and have this done. People like us who are entrepreneurs, who make our own business, who we're the deciders of what work we're supposed to be doing all day, every day. What I've learned is that many of you don't know what that means. Like you don't know how to do work unless you actually are working with a client. So like if you have an appointment on your calendar for a client, you're like, "Woo! All right, I know what I'm going to be doing for that hour. I'm going to be working with a client, or I'm going to be teaching this yoga class, or I'm going to be having a student, or I'm going to be coaching someone, or I'm going to lead this class or whatever. I'm going to deliver my service." Right? But when you don't have that on your calendar, because I wouldn't even want to have that on my calendar 8 hours a day. That's why I don't work for someone else. I don't work for someone else because I don't have 8 client sessions a day. I'm not booked back to back with client sessions. And I am very full with clients, but I'm very, very, very curated with my schedule. And I've created offers in my business that make it that I don't ever coach more than 4 people in one day or lead a class and clients. Like I never do more than 4 things unless I absolutely have to, which is rare. I also don't coach on Mondays or teach on Mondays. I save that for like appointments and stuff. I'm very, very boundaried with my schedule so that I have other hours to do the work that I'm talking about right now, which is the work that needs to be done when you are in the right body-mind space to do it. And what I've learned is that a lot of you don't know how to put yourself in that space. You are mistaking sitting down, stressed out, and forcing stuff to be work. That is a mistake. You're not going to get anything helpful or good done if you don't know how to create the right inner environment and outer environment, but inner environment especially. So the kind of work that we all do, like who you are, who I am, that need to like be creative, that need to come up with stuff, writing stuff, that sometimes need to like really meditate on our clients and so that we can really feel into like, what's the thing I should be creating? What should I say on social media? What do I want to say on the podcast? How can I serve my clients and my audience? How can I attract the right people? How can I go deeper into knowing who my people are? How can I go even deeper into my layers of messaging? How can I come up with my newest lead magnet or my new workshop or my new talk or the new way that I want to teach this or deliver this? Or how do I keep creating? How do I write my book? Right? For those of you who are the creators, who are the people who want, how do you come up with a talk topic? How do you come up with what to say if you want to like start pitching yourself to be on a podcast or for a job? How do you come up with all of that? Well, it's probably going to feel really, really stressful to you if you try to do it with the same brain and the same energy that you use to like make a call to customer service for something that's not going well, right? Or like to do anything that like that you don't like doing, or to do stuff that feels like you're just like being very task oriented and you're running around and you're driving your kids places and you've got all these responsibilities and you've got errands and you've got all these things. If you approach important tasks in your business with that same energy and that same brain, you're not going to get the results you want. So when you carve out time to work in your business and on your business, you need to know how to shift out of that and into your genius zone. So what does that look like? Well, you've heard me talk many times about what I think is the importance of like a morning routine. Now you might be so sick of hearing about morning routines. I know some people that are coaches and successful entrepreneurs, and they're like, it annoys them that people say like, you know, you have to have a morning routine in order to be successful. I don't want to be one of those people, but on the other hand, I actually really do think that if you wake up every day and you know what's really funny? Alex Hormozi, who's like a major, you know, major multi-billionaire successful entrepreneur, who I like, he and his wife, they're cool. They wake up and they just go to work. And then I think they do their other things like work out and whatever at other times. So you can hear from lots of different people how they approach their success. But in my experience, heart-centered, they're not just for heart-centered leaders and coaches and experts and transformational people. They're talking to entrepreneurs, they're talking to real estate people, they're talking to all kinds of people. But I think that like if you're a transformational person, if you're in the personal growth and development space, if you lean more towards being a more sort of like heart-centered, compassionate leader, if you're soulful, if you're more prone to the mindset things of imposter syndrome or fear of what other people will think, or, you know, like like doubting yourself, all the things. Or if you're super busy, anything, parent, you know, partner, kid with aging parents, whatever. You work full time, and working on your on this business is something that you that you're currently doing in your free time. You have to be able to shift in order to do the work on your business, right? And so when I talk about morning routine, I come from the background in school of knowing that the way that our brains work is that as soon as they become outward facing, right? As soon as we start taking in all of the stimuli and all the stuff of our external environment, including other people and the news and all of that, we are susceptible to not being able to just actually think our own thoughts or actually be able to tune in to our deeper wisdom or our sort of inner truth, whatever you want to call it. The stuff that isn't coming out of your brain that's like thinking, but the stuff that's coming out of your heart and your soul and your belly, the stuff that's coming out of you that's like the part of you that's really deeply connected to like to the universe, to believing that like you're connected to everyone and everything, to that feeling of love. We have to approach our businesses with love for ourselves, with love for the people that we serve, with love for the work that we do. We have to love our like our businesses. And sometimes tapping into that emotion of love, especially as it pertains to your business, is not something that you can just, you know, turn on like a switch. Sometimes you have to tap into it and you have to get there and then do your work from that place. And so that's why I talk about morning routines, because I think that like it's much easier to do that when you first wake up before you let all the other shit in. And it's quiet time. And it's, you know, actually in like in the like yoga system or like the Sanskrit, I don't know, like in the Vedic teachings, the early morning times of day are considered to be like sacred holy times, when you can be more connected to like your divine self, divine energy, or the divine if you're someone who believes in God or the universe or whatever, that can that is the time of day that that energy is prevalent, pervasive. So I'm not saying you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. For me, it's just before I go out. Like I'm so much better doing my creative work like in the morning, working on my business and on these ideas and getting good stuff done. Now, do I sometimes not have a choice? Yeah, I don't have a choice. Sometimes I have to do stuff in the middle of things. Sometimes I have to do it right now. I'm recording this episode at 5:30 p.m. on a Sunday. Oy. Not what I would have chosen, but I would not miss this episode. And so before I did the episode, I sat here because I do record at my desk, and I closed my eyes and I tuned in and I did some breathing and I released from what else I was doing, because I've been spending all day doing follow-ups to Know Your Niche and writing emails and doing stuff that like sometimes gets me tangled up in my brain. And I sat down and I dropped in and I took some breaths and I closed my eyes and I asked myself, like, what do I really want to say? I had some ideas. I knew what was sort of coming up. And I just sat down and I asked myself, what do I really want to say? And I invited in that energy of calmness and trust, that when I got out of my head and out of that sympathetic nervous system and into my relaxed self, that I'd be able to speak clearly and speak from the heart, which is what I like to do on this show. Sometimes I have like some really specific bullet points and notes if I want to teach you something. But like for today, I really wanted you to come away from this episode with this knowing that you have to set yourself up for success to do the important work, especially if you think you don't know your niche or the transformation that you provide, these foundational deep things that form the core of you, of your work. If you're still confused or thinking that you don't know those things or don't know the answers or can't come up with it, I am willing to bet that you haven't taken the right amount of time and you haven't set yourself up. You might even need to do restorative yoga and shift your nervous system into the parasympathetic and then do mental visualizations before you can put anything down on paper or get any clarity. Or feel like you find the right words. Because the words are like the last thing to come. It starts with I don't love brain dump, but it starts with the brainstorm. It starts with phrases. It starts with just fragments and just ideas and jotting and putting whatever comes to you. But you've got to be in a state to let it come through without editing and judging. That's what your intellectual outgoing front brain does. It's what it does. It's what it thinks its job is. It's an editor. It's an editor and a critic. So when you're trying to go deep and uncover truth and you do it from the part of your brain that's a critic and an editor, what's going to happen? You're just going to keep shutting yourself down. So you have to shut that down. And then let stuff come up. It's got to bubble up from in you. And you got to be willing to not think that it can be right or wrong, that it's perfect, that it's formulated yet. You've got to let it out. You've got to write whatever comes to you. It's like free writing. If you're more comfortable speaking it, record yourself and then listen back and then transcribe it. But you got to get into this place of relaxation. And whether you do that by closing your eyes and breathing or journaling or meditating or listening to someone else's meditation that they are giving you to get out of your outgoing thoughts. If you need to get connected to abundance and the universe first. If you need to move your body, because if your breath and oxygen are not flowing into every single cell of your being, if you're contracted and you're physically contracted, that is how it's all going to come out and how it's going to feel. So in my Evolve system, which I've taught on this show, the very first E in the Evolve system is for expand. Because I don't believe you can get anything good done when you're contracted. Now, contraction is a part of life. We have to contract in order to expand. Sometimes the planet goes through a contraction before it can expand. Everything is constantly contracting to expand. So I'm not saying that you don't go through periods of time where you're contracted, but what I'm saying is it's really hard to get this kind of work done, the work on your niche, the work on your mission, the work on your passion, the work on you. The work on what you really think, the work on what you really want, the work on what you're really great at, the work on the transformation. It's hard to do that when you're contracted. So you have to have tools to at least shift you, at least for the moment that you want to be doing this work, out of that contraction. And what are those tools? Those tools are moving your body, meditating, breathing, just deciding, relaxing, getting out, being in nature, right? You know what those, but if you don't do any of those things and then you sit down and you rack your brain thinking that you're going to come up with deep shit about your ideal client's emotional, desires, you're going to feel really frustrated. It's not going to happen. So what I want to leave you with today is please, 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 if you want to be successful, if you want to have a business, if you want to take action on a project, if you want to get that thing done, if you want to finally do the thing that you really have been meaning to do, if you want to figure something out, if you want to create that your talk, if you want to know what that project looks like, if you want to if you want to do anything like that important, that your outgoing brain is going to shut down, edit, be afraid of, judge, you know, you have to know how to set yourself up to do that work in the right way. And it's going to take more time than a few minutes. It's not going to be jotting stuff down, or though, like I said, sometimes we get these like divine downloads and you got to take notes when that happens. Boom, 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 right? Oh my God, I just had this idea. Or you'll forget it. That happens to me. I like come up with this brilliant thing that I map out in the shower. And then by the time I'm like out of the shower and I dry myself off and I put my hair towel on and I like put on my deodorant, and I do all the things. And then I go out of the bathroom and I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking? So that kind of sucks. I actually used to, I wonder who this was. Someone talked about having a whiteboard and marker in their shower for this reason. I have not gone that far, just so you know. But you see, you've got to, but when that's not what you can count on, the divine that downloads. So then you have to know that when you want to do work on your business, if you're like, I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to be working on my business. I don't know what that looks like. I'll tell you what it should look like. Prepare. Set up your environment. I know this might sound cheesy, but like light a freaking candle. Light a candle. Move around. Do a dance party. Shake it out. Sit down. Close your eyes. Breathe. Meditate. Tune in. Picture something. Visualize your success. Visualize yourself doing the thing you really want to do. Imagine your perfect client. Commune with them. Pretend that like you have the power to like telepathically communicate with someone. Do a restorative practice. Lay down. Put an eye pillow on. Use essential oils. You don't have to do all these things. I used to joke when I was training yoga teachers and we'd be talking about all the things that like yogis do, you know, like do mantras and meditation and do the physical practice and do this and do that. And, you know, oh my God. And I'd be like, yeah, it takes like 3 hours to get out of the house. So I don't mean to make it sound like that, but you have to have something that you do where you can identify that now you're in the right place to do your work. And you know what? I guarantee you that you'll do better work, but I also guarantee you that you'll actually attract more clients, because clients are attracted to that. Clients are attracted to the person who's got that like quiet power. Clients are attracted to the people that give off that energy of like, they want to be in your energy. And if your energy is like scarcity, fear, stress, you know, if you're like frazzled and that's how you're like going on social media and that's how you're doing your work, people are going to pick up on that. Some people may love it, but that might not be good for them either. They might be drawn to like not the right thing. You know how there are some people who are like drawn to the wrong energy. But the right people are going to be drawn to you because they feel that from you. And that's who they want to work with. You know, they want to work with the confident person who knows what the fuck they're doing. And you can be that person, but not when you're in your outgoing brain all the time that's shutting everything down, editing, criticizing, having doubt, repeating the same shit over and over. I'm stuck. I don't know. I can't. I'm not ready. People respond to the people who are saying something else to the universe. I'm ready. Yeah, I got this. I'm really good at what I do. I know exactly who I'm meant to serve. I know how I can help them. I love what I do. I love my clients. I love the work I'm creating. Now, do we ever have self-doubt or whatever? Do we ever like write something and then have to go back and edit and tweak it? Yes, but that's the process. But the underlying energy has to be that like, this is all coming from that place of quiet, like fierceness of like, yeah, yeah, I'm out of the everyday shit right now. I'm out of the mundane. I'm in the genius zone. I'm connected to abundance. I'm connected to something greater, the universe, whatever. That's where you want to do your work from. You, if this is all sounding like total bullshit to you, then, you know, okay, that's cool. Do it another way. But if you're not getting the outcomes you want, I hope you'll consider what I'm saying. So anyway, that's my reflection from this week of Know Your Niche. And I wish I had the bandwidth to tell you like what's next for us in this community, but my brain needs a chill pill for a minute because this was a big output, you guys. So the next 5-day like kind of, you know, awesomeness is definitely happening in June. Right now it's March. It's end of March. It's March 24th. But I'm not going anywhere. You've got the show. You've got my email list. You've got the socials. And who knows, maybe something else will pop up between now and then. But anyway, keep listening. If you have never gone over to Apple or Spotify and officially given 5 stars or a written review, I cannot tell you how much that means for a podcaster. The podcasting world is a wild west, and it's really hard to get your like ranking up and your downloads. So if you listen to the show and you love it, please consider jumping over and giving me a review if you never have, and recommend. Share with a friend. I post 4 times a week for every new episode. We post when the episode comes out, and then we post 3 reels during the week. If you love the show and you would love to see it continue to be get more and more of an audience, then you could even like share my posts from social media, like to your stories. That would be like incredible if you like shared it and you literally tagged me and were like, hey, everybody, this is one of my favorite podcasts. You should listen to it. If I'm not one of your favorite podcasts, you do not have to say that. Okay, I'm going to go. You can tell I'm a little loopy from this week. And I am sending you all the love, as I always do. And I will be in your headphones next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Passionate and Prosperous with me, Stacey Brass Russell. If you like what you're listening to, please make sure you're following or subscribing. And if you're on Apple, that's the little plus sign on the top right, so that you get notified when new episodes drop every Wednesday. As always, I'm sending you love and high vibes. And remember, life is hard, and there's always something you can do about it.